This is North Shore Today for Monday, July 24, 2016. Taking a look at local papers in the area, Taylor Rapalier of the Gloucester Times writes that in Marblehead, after a costly search for a missing kayaker Saturday, officials are reminding people to mark their watercrafts with detailed contact information. The search lasted over 2 hours, according to a news release, and used a 47-foot motor lifeboat crew from Coast Guard Station Gloucester, as well as an MH-60 Jayhawk air crew. The cost of operating each vessel totals roughly $28,000. Authorities received a report Saturday morning of an unmanned, unmarked 10-foot gray, green, and black kayak adrift about 3 nautical miles east of Marblehead with a dead cell phone aboard. Officials launched the search when they were unable to determine if the kayaker was in distress or if the kayak had drifted away. Authorities charged the cell phone and accounted for the owner. Petty Officer First Class Andrew Sanchez is quoted as saying, "Search efforts like this are a costly reminder for paddleboard, canoe, and kayak owners, as well as rental companies, to ensure all their crafts are marked with detailed contact information to avoid triggering an unnecessary search." The Coast Guard made a similar plea after scouring Salem Harbor for the owner of 2 empty kayaks found adrift on the 4th of July weekend. Ethan Foreman writes in the Salem News that in Danvers, the much-anticipated $5.5 million project to build a 2-story dispatch center addition at the police department on Ash Street has begun. Crews have been working on new parking lots to replace the ones that will be gobbled up during construction, according to Police Chief Patrick Ambrose, who's quoted as saying, "This is really part of the very beginning." He says this is part of the first phase. So what they are doing essentially right now is that they are taking out some of the old parking lot area and trying to implement some of the new parking lot space that will be available. The project, which Town Manager Steve Bartha said should take 18 to 24 months to complete, involves the construction of a state-of-the-art communications dispatch center, which will be located on the second floor of an addition to the police station. The dispatch center has been designed with enough capacity to hold another community. In addition, the work also involves the creation of an enlarged training and community room meeting space, the replacement of windows and doors in the existing station, a new sprinkler system, and the renovation and expansion of men's and women's locker rooms. Ambrose said the present site work includes creating the proper elevations, drainage, and utility work for the new parking lots. Once these lots are open and accessible, the general contractor can begin work on the building itself. And Ethan Foreman also writes that Lloyd Douglas Jr., owner of Douglas Appliance Center in Danvers, is disappointed that there will be no sales tax holiday this August. But his sisters, Diana Young and Brenda Ferris, who handle sales at the store, might not mind. According to Douglas, he's quoted as saying, "I think they are looking forward to no sales tax holiday." The sales tax holiday required the sales staff on his small appliance store, including Douglas's sisters, to work all day on Saturday and most of Sunday, when the store is normally closed. This year, they'll be able to catch up on their sleep. Nevertheless, Douglas is one of many retail business owners statewide, according to Foreman, who are disappointed the state will forego a tax-free weekend this August. With the state expected to run a $750 million shortfall for the fiscal year, legislative leaders have decided to cancel the event. Gayla Cawley writes on itemlive.com, the Swampscott Mall could soon be revamped. Andrew Rose, co-owner of CenterCorp Retail Properties, received site plan approval from the planning board recently to reconfigure the Walgreens building at 450 Paradise Road, which is part of Swampscott Mall. The store is scheduled to move across the street to 505 Paradise Road this fall, next to Boston Market, according to Peter Kane, Director of Community Development. Still reading from the Salem News, the Zoning Board of Appeals will consider plans for the reconfiguration project in August. The Walgreens move was approved last year. The new store under construction will feature a drive-thru. The existing Walgreens building will be renovated and divided into 4 businesses. A 30 to 40-foot wide section between Bertucci's and what is now Walgreens will be eliminated to create a drive-thru and a new facade. Kane said one of the future businesses, a food service, will make use of the drive-thru. CenterCorp, a Salem-based real estate firm that specializes in the development, management, and acquisition of malls in New England and Florida, owns the Swampscott Mall, except for Stop and Shop. That's a look at news on NSONewsSports.com. Don't forget, we've got Sports Tonight, North Shore Sports Night at 7 p.m. We'll feature the Grand Prix of Beverly coming up, as well as other sports, and Gary Larrabee, too, at 7 p.m. This is North Shore Today on MSONewsSports.com.